Hello, welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. This week, we are presenting The Dog Who Wasn't Useful, an original story by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Lucia Wren, Poppy Joy, and Ava and Adeline, and their families. Thank you for helping to support our show, Lucia Wren, Poppy Joy, and Ava and Adeline. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would also like to support the show and receive a thank you in a future episode, please visit patreon.com/stories to make a pledge, then send an email to amanda@storiespodcast.com and tell us who we should thank. If each one of our listeners pledged just $1 a month, the Stories Podcast team would be able to produce 2 episodes a week.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie Zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Enjoy the episode. The Dog Who Wasn't Useful. There once was a happy little farm that sat in a happy little valley in a happy little town. It had all sorts of animals on it, and they were happy too. It also grew all sorts of vegetables, but being vegetables, they didn't feel much of anything. Safe to say, though, if they had been able to feel, they would have felt happy. In fact, there was only one solitary creature on the entire farm that wasn't positively dripping with happiness, and that was the dog. You see, everyone else had a job to do on the farm, something they were good at, but the dog was just left to roam around on his own. This caused the other animals to tease the dog terribly, and one day he finally decided enough was enough. He would find something to be good at. So the next day, the dog went to see the cows to try and find something he was good at. He spent the whole day with them, watching their every move. They would let out massive, momentous moos and chomp grass, and best of all, the farmer would come milk them into an old metal bucket. This, thought the dog, is something I can be good at. So the dog tried to be a cow, but it just didn't work out at all. His moos sounded like barks, grass made him queasy, and the farmer wouldn't milk him even when he waited in line. At the end of the day, all the cows laughed at him. They even sang a mean little song.
You don't moo-moo, you don't give milk, it's clear you're just not useful.
So the next day, the dog went to the sheep to try to find something he was good at. He spent the whole day with them, watching their every move. They would let out big, bellowing baas and chomp flowers. And best of all, the farmer would come and shear their soft wool coats into a big wooden bin. This, thought the dog, is something I can be good at. So the dog tried to be a sheep, but it just didn't work out at all. His baas sounded like arfs. Flowers were worse than grass, and the farmer wouldn't shear him, even when he waited in line. At the end of the day, all the cows and sheep laughed at him together, singing their mean little song.
You don't moo-moo, you don't give milk, you don't grow wool that's soft as silk. It's clear you're just not useful.
So the next day, the dog went to the chickens to try to find something he was good at. He spent the whole day with them, watching their every move. They would let out great, glorious bagawks and peck up seeds, and best of all, the farmer would come and take their eggs into a cozy wicker basket. This, thought the dog, is something I can be good at. So the dog tried to be a chicken, but it just didn't work out at all. His bagawks sounded like gruffs. His mouth was too big to pick up seeds, and the farmer wouldn't check him for eggs, even when he waited in line. At the end of the day, all the cows, sheep, and chicken laughed at him together, singing their mean little song.
You don't moo-moo, you don't give milk, you don't grow wool that's soft as silk, you don't
bagawk,
you don't lay eggs, it's clear, you're just not useful.
So the next day, the dog went to the horses to try to find something he was good at. He spent the whole day with them, watching their every move. They would let out wide, wonderful whinnies and munch on oats, and best of all, the farmer would come and hop on their backs and go for rides. This, thought the dog, is something I can be good at. So the dog tried to be a horse, but it just didn't work out at all. His whinnies sounded like woofs, he wasn't tall enough to reach the oats, and the farmer wouldn't try to hop on his back, even when he waited in line. At the end of the day, all the cows, sheep, chicken, and horses all laughed at him together, singing their mean little song.
You don't moo moo, you don't give milk, you don't grow all that soft as silk, you don't bagot, you don't lay eggs, you don't give rides on four strong legs, it's clear you're just not useful.
All the animals laughed at the poor dog, and the dog felt more useless than ever. He walked across the farm, singing sadly to himself.
I don't moo moo, I don't give milk, I don't grow wool that's soft as silk, I don't begawk, I don't lay eggs, I don't give rides on four strong legs, it's clear I'm just not useful.
Just then, from across the farm, the dog heard all of the animals start to holler. The cows mooed, and the sheep baaed, and the chicken begawked, and the horses whinnied, and even the farmer was shouting. Before the dog even had time to think, some instinct deep in his brain sent him running and barking towards the commotion. It was a coyote, slinking out of the woods, a mighty mouthful of sharp teeth snarling and chomping. It was trying to bite the dog's friends. It didn't even occur to the dog to be afraid, because big as the coyote's teeth were, the dogs were bigger, and loud as the coyote's snarls were, the dogs were louder. This, thought the dog, is something I can be good at. He marched up to the coyote and said in his best booming, barking baritone, "You leave my friends alone!" The coyote took one long look at the dog, who looked very impressive indeed, and then ran away into the woods, never to return. The other animals couldn't believe it. The dog they had thought so useless had saved them all. They started to sing again, only this time the song made the dog wag his tail with happiness.
You don't give milk, but we don't care. You don't grow wool, that's only fair. You don't lay eggs, and that's okay. You don't need to give rides anyway. Your mighty bark can't be outdone. You're not afraid of anyone. It's clear you're oh so useful.
The animals all apologized to the dog, who had turned out to be very useful after all. And the dog was happy because he had finally found something he was good at. So, next time you feel like there's nothing you're good at, remember that no one is useless. You just can't judge a dog by how well he lays an egg. Find your purpose and you'll find your happiness too. The end. Today's story, The Dog Who Wasn't Useful, was an original story written by Daniel Hines and performed by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support the show and receive a thank you in a future episode, please visit patreon.com/stories to make a pledge, then send an email to amanda@storiespodcast.com and tell us who we should thank. If each one of our listeners pledged just $1 a month, the Stories Podcast team would be able to produce 2 episodes a week. Thanks for listening. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.